up, Matt? We're back. We're back with Matthew B. Cox, the con man to the stars, a.k.a. Short King.
The last video did good. What? The last video did good.
Oh, did it here? Yeah, huh? Yeah. The one that you did here, yeah, did good. How about the podcast that you and I did together on your channel?
That was good. That got, you know, from my channel, that got good results. Like, everybody liked it.
Mm. What kind of comments were on there?
Everybody liked Danny. They were like, he was way more interesting than they thought. It was a good interview. Like, oh, I didn't know that. Hey, wow. Ooh, you know.
He must have lied the whole fucking time.
No, they don't know anything about him. And then there was a whole thing like, bro, you could tell more was going on with the whole Ben thing. Danny totally, like, you know, he totally avoided the issue.
I swerved it.
So, yeah, just they were all. It's, you know, it's funny listening to the comments. Or reading the comments where the guys start getting into arguments, yeah, and they get pissed off. And
that's the first podcast I've ever done as a guest.
It was good.
So thank you for popping my cherry.
I don't like the way that sounded, but yeah, it's good.
You popped my podcast cherry. Cheers.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Good time. So what's going on, Matt? What's going on in your world? Where did you just went to that conservative coffee shop to show off all those fucking absurd Trump paintings.
Yeah.
Did you sell any there?
No, I didn't even show them. I didn't. Okay, so there was a woman that watches my podcast. Her name's Noreen, and she bought a couple of paintings like a few months ago. She'd seen like the Trump painting, and she bought two of them. And then she was coming down. I forget where she's from. I don't know, Ohio or Michigan or something. Mm-hmm. And she came down and she said, "Hey, I'd like to meet you at." And I'm going to Conservative Grounds Coffee. Would you want to meet me there? And I was like, sure. So she wanted me to give her a signed book. So I met her there, gave her some signed books, and that was it.
Do you know we did a whole documentary on Conservative Grounds? You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. As soon as she said it, I knew exactly what she was
really?
Talking. I was like, oh, no problem. I'll meet you there.
That was a pretty funny documentary we did. Yeah, he's pulling up the comments of your podcast with me. They're pretty positive.
Yeah, they are positive.
I think this is a podcast that we were all waiting for, especially if you're a fan of Concrete and Matt. That's right. I love all the positivity in here. So
Don Pierce says, I have respect for this guy now.
For me? You gotta respect it.
He didn't respect you before that, though.
Respect!
No, that's what I got from it, too.
Not yeah. before that.
See, you look at the negative.
There was no respect.
I look at the positive. I look at it. I look as it at it as a glass half full. You look at it as a glass half empty. Woo!
Glass is full of shit.
Want to hit? God damn, those smelly salts are strong. Oh.
Mm. Woo. Hmm. All right.
So is this lady like dressed up, like decked out in MAGA gear?
No, she's a retiree. She was really nice. She had a friend with her that lives somewhere around here. She was really nice.
And she wanted some of your books?
Paintings. No, she bought some of my paintings, and then she asked me to bring a book, so I brought several of my books, and I signed them, and that was it.
Yeah.
Nice.
What kind of paintings did she buy?
Two Trump paintings.
Okay.
They're big sellers.
She's got to get back to her hotel room just in time for Tucker at 8.
You know, Jessica Kent, when she did my podcast?
Yeah.
She asked me to take the Trump painting down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
She's just not a fan.
She said, take it down?
She goes, can I get you to take it down? And I didn't know how serious she was, and I was like, absolutely, of course, no problem. I mean, you know, I'm not married to it. I was like,
you mean,
yeah.
Was it in the background of the video?
It's in the background of I've got like, usually I have four paintings up because I've got some paintings. They're called they're modified screen prints. So I paint them, mm-hmm. I paint them, then I do a screen print over them, and then I paint other stuff on them.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, and then I put a couple coats of varnish on them and the whole thing. Yeah. But Trump was up there, and it's a big seller.
That's like, so funny.
Like, I'm not.
Is it a big seller bigger of a seller than Biggie? The Biggie one is dope.
The Biggie one is pretty cool.
I love the purple and gray one.
Can you see these on the camera?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Those
the
are
big,
badass.
The biggie one's cool. Yeah. And the bubblegum. I mean, all, bro, honestly, like, I just don't push them. People see them in the background, and they'll randomly send me an email saying, bro, is that painting for sale? I'm like, yeah, bro, you, I want the Marilyn Monroe, and I'll sell them a Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Or they'll say, hey, do you have one with, like, green hair? I do have one with green hair.
Funny, you should ask.
Say that, you know, and so I sell them every once in a while. I don't push them. I need to start pushing them.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. What was that? You told me the most epic story about Trump the other day, about the guy that was golfing with him. What was that story?
Well, I was on a golf podcast. Some pro golfer, he was golfing with Trump, and they were on, it was just like him and Trump, and they had all the Secret Service or whatever out there a little ways behind him or whatever, and they were golfing, and like all the Secret Service like rushed in. They were like, we have an air breach, they were calling it, an air breach. So like somebody was flying into the airspace where they're at. So they like, I don't know, they got all together to protect him or whatever, and they see this little fucking Cessna putting through the air over the golf course. Probably some old guy.
Single-engine Cessna.
And then like 10 seconds later, they're watching that Cessna, and they said two fucking bomber fighter jets just zoom in, shooting flares at the fucking plane
stealth
to get
bombers.
Him to turn out of there and get the hell out of there. And so they fly by, they shoot flares at him, get him out of there, and they're like, okay, Mr. President, it's safe now. You guys can go back to enjoying your golf game. And he said he walks over with Trump, and Trump looks at him, and he goes, that's power. And then tees off.
And then fucking hits the ball.
He's dead serious.
You're safe now. I was always safe.
Yeah.
You were overreacting.
You know Trump loved that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Super handicap.
Oh, my God. You know he's fucking counting. He's shaving hella
He shakes it into the woods, and the Secret Service probably grabs it, tosses it back out to the green.
Yeah, I was burned.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, what is that from?
Yeah,
I've never seen that before.
Man, that was great.
Was it Richie Rich?
No, it was a retired. It was a retired president who goes to this little town, and he, you know, he hit the ball. He would play golf, and they would be Secret Service agents in
I've
there.
Seen that.
And he'd grab the ball and throw it back out.
That was an epic movie. That's cool.
Matt, what's this fit you're wearing today? This is brand new. I've never seen you dress like this before.
I usually wear a white or black shirt.
He came here last time dressed like this.
You got these semi-baggy khaki pants on, and you got some brand new boots. Like, you just bought them today. They don't have a scuff on them.
Not true. I bought them about a month and a half ago.
He was wearing the same
outfit. How many
outfit?
Times you wore them?
I've worn them. I wear them every once in a while.
What'd you do today?
A few times a week. I mean, I had to meet these two women. I had to come over here. I painted.
You just wanted to stomp up in conservative grounds.
You know what I did today?
Get up. Stand. Take your headphones off. Step back. We want to see your outfit right now.
You look like you just started working at the Pinellas County Nature Park or something. For the county.
Look at this guy. Yeah, you're fine. Look at this guy.
This is not the normal Matt Cox attire.
He's got the belt to match. Look.
They're so...
Matt, you're glowed up, bro.
There's more behind this.
What is going on here? Who took you shopping?
No. Did you go mudding today or something?
I don't know what to say. All right.
He's got the tight, breathable shirt tucked in with the belt.
Yes, this isn't normal Matt Cox attire.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I had, you know... step up my game a little bit. I can't keep wearing the same white shirts all the time. Mm. So, you know, periodically you got to throw in, you know, something, a green one. And it was kind of form-fitting and looked good.
Makes you look buff.
Makes me look good. Lost about 10 pounds.
10 pounds? How'd you lose 10 pounds? You weren't fat before, were you?
No, I don't think I was. I had some issues going on. I wasn't hungry for a couple of months. Lost some weight. It just caught up with me.
Weren't hungry for a couple of months.
I don't know. I was just emotionally fucked up. It was a bad time for me.
You're depressed?
I was a little depressed. There was some depression.
She's raising her hand.
Is it Jess's fault?
There was some depression. And
so
you weren't eating? I wasn't eating very much, and I dropped probably 15 pounds. Went from like 175 down to actually like 158.
So if you weren't eating... You're saying you weren't eating before, but now that you're not depressed, you dropped, or you dropped weight.
No, I dropped weight then. Now I'm up to, I've gained three or four pounds. I've gained 3 or 4 pounds. I'm like 162, 161.
Wow.
Actually, I was 160 when I got out of the shower today, but still.
You weigh like the same amount as I do. I weigh 165.
God, you're like 6 foot tall or 5'11". Were you 5'11"?
5'10".
5'10", whatever. If you're over 5'6", you're a giant.
Oh, fuck. So, Hey, well, look, you dropped a few pounds and Jess is back.
Well, yeah.
You should have did this months ago.
Yeah, well, that's a story.
We're proud of you,
Unbelievable.
Matt. You're doing great, man.
Yeah.
You're doing really good. By the way, you were commenting on my foam. You want to know where I stole it from?
Where?
Vice.
Vice. Vice.
I did it for you, Matt.
Nice. Nice.
Stole it from Vice.
They gave Matt his credit.
They also gave me.
I love how he said in the last podcast.
They paid me.
He said, I don't even need the money. I just want the credit.
This is, no, I know. But
He got the credit.
And now he got the money.
Love it. Love it.
Nice.
And they got him on a gag order. So now he can't say nothing about Vice.
Yeah, I feel like you do about Ben.
You do. That's actually very, very accurate.
Good times. Good times. But I mean, you don't have anything. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? I want whatever you want. I don't care.
What are you doing? What's going on?
I mean, I'm painting.
What did you do today?
Today I printed out cue cards. I mean,
I really wanted to eat a couple gummies and just see where the podcast went.
I printed out fat flashcards for the 48 rules of power.
What are the 48 rules?
48
of power?
Laws of 48 laws of power. From
Robert
Greene. Yeah,
I have that book.
So I made flashcards.
Like
I made flashcards with the 48 laws of power, and I made flashcards. And I cut them out and I glued them on the flashcards.
You're like studying it, trying to memorize it.
I don't know. I think I'm thinking about maybe trying to memorize them. I thought it'd be fun.
It's a cool book, but after I read that book, I didn't even read the whole book. But it makes you want. It changes you a little bit and like how you think, because it makes you want to apply those laws into your general life. And then I noticed I started doing fucking
mean,
shit I didn't kind of mean shit,
shitty stuff,
not shitty shit, but like you kind of use people a little bit from that. And I don't know, it's weird, man.
Yeah. Why, how, explain it to me.
I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it's like
can you explain it?
Just even like if somebody was coming, I remember that like when if somebody was coming over, I'd think of a reason for them to stop somewhere and get me something and bring it on the way. Something, you know what I mean?
Oh, and just they're vicious. They're vicious. Like they're total psychopaths.
That's cult shit.
Things out of
that's cult shit.
No, it's weird.
It's cult shit.
It's power. They're like power. It's.
Have you ever heard of Nexium?
Okay, so it's basically their rules to apply to help you succeed in life. But it's not like they're nice rules.
No.
There are some harsh rules. Like, it's like...
Give me one.
Well, one of them is, I think rule number one is don't never outshine the master, which means your boss. Never make your boss look bad. Never look better than your boss. Mm-hmm. Because although you think you're trying to impress him, what you may be actually end up doing is he may become jealous. He may become, upset
a little fearful
about it.
Fearful
of you.
So it's like manipulation strategies.
It is.
Oh, it's there's tons
very
of
manipulative.
There are tons of manipulation strategies.
Yeah, that's the word for it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them.
But it is a cool book.
There's 48, a bunch of them. There's 48 of them. Yeah.
48 manipulative laws.
What's so funny is what's great about it is when you read it, you start seeing it not just in yourself. Like I definitely can see some of them myself. And then there's some things I think, you know what? I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not harsh enough. Like I tend to forgive people that screw me over, and I in this it's like crush your enemies, not only physically but in spirit. Like, don't leave one ember burning, or it will reignite the person, and the person will come back and destroy you. I mean, they're vicious laws, but I always, you know what I'm saying, that there are little tiny things that you think, you know, like I really actually kind of need to do that, because I tend to,
if you take
I tend
them
to forgive people,
in little
over.
Pieces I think it's a good book.
Yeah. And there's other things, you notice things in other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you realize that's why he's doing that.
Yeah.
He's behaving like that because of this. Mm-hmm. That's law number 22 or not law number 31. And you start going, that's why. Okay, now I know what he's doing. Now I'm going to do this.
Have you ever heard of, I'll ask you again, have you heard of Nexium?
I don't, I've heard the term Nexium, but I don't know what it is.
It's a drug, right?
It's a cult. It was a cult run by a guy named Keith Raniere.
Oh, is this where the sweat log lodge thing?
No. It was it's basically a cult where they stole basically everything out of Scientology, and they stole all kinds of shit from Tony Robbins. One of the founders, they taught like all the strategies of Tony Robbins, all the shit that Scientology teaches you, like get in there, better your life, push out all the negative influences, figure out how to work your mind and be successful. And all of their victims were super successful, wealthy people. A lot of them had money. A lot of them were like came from royal families. And this guy was just like, he was a crazy, super successful entrepreneur first. Like, he started a Ponzi scheme, made fucking tons of money. It was not a Ponzi scheme. It was an MLM. And he got in trouble for that. He didn't go to prison for it, but he got in trouble, and they had to dissolve the company. But he made millions of dollars. And, like, this guy was just, like, a hustler. And he was, like, a very, like, short, fat, awkward-looked, proportioned human being. He was, like, a – he looked like – he was like Charles Manson stature, but like fat, kind of chubby, and he was just fucking just driven, successfully like driven to like make money, to like build this big company. And he created this company called Nexium, where it was all about like personal power. And it was like one person would recruit another person, just like a multi-level marketing right. scheme. And they would bring him in, and eventually it turned into sex trafficking. It turned into this.
Wow, that turned left quick.
Yeah. Wow. Eventually, it was like women getting branded. He mind fucked all these people to believing that they were a part of this great thing. And
well, so did that Scientology guy. Yeah. He did some fuck shit like
and
that too.
They were branding each other. All the women were branding themselves with him and his initials. He was like raping 12-year-olds and shit, like convincing them that was their pathway to enlightenment was to have sex with him. Like, he would convince the higher ups in his company, the cult, that convince, like, tell them, like, to tell the women, like, hey, if you really want to get up in this, you know, and really, like, elevate yourself in Nexium, you have to seduce Keith. This was, like, his plan that he would tell the higher ups to convince the lower level women. And then they would now be trying to sleep with him to, like, raise their status and their spiritual enlightenment. And it was just this crazy. I just watched the whole documentary on HBO. It's fucking bananas.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Vow.
The Vow.
The Vow. Yeah. And he paid the Dalai Lama like $1 million to have a meeting with him, and so they could videotape it and make himself look legit. Mm. And the Dalai Lama met with him, and the Dalai Lama was like questioning him. He's like, well, he's like, I don't know. He's like, a lot of people say a lot of negative things about you. You've been a part of some weird shit. And he convinced the Dalai Lama. He's like, well, don't they say the same thing about you, Mr. Lama?
And like, Mr. Lama.
They say the same thing about everybody. Like nice. This guy played himself off. Like, he projected himself as just like this super high IQ genius of a man who was a judo master at age 12. He was like, could play the piano like Beethoven. He knew he was a mathematician. He was a scientist. And in reality, he was none of this stuff. He just projected himself like this. And all these people were in awe of him. And he just fucking took control of all these people over all these years. And now he's in prison for life.
Would you consider him a con man?
Oh, bro. He was the definition of a con man. He was the fucking most, he was the purest form of a con man you've ever seen. He ripped off everything from Scientology, from Tony Robbins, and made it look like he fucking created all of this himself. And anyways, it reminds me of that book that you were just talking about. A lot of the same kind of shit. When you introduce people to those kinds of ideas for the first time.
Well, they'll say stuff like in that book, it's like Law 31 or whatever. Right. And it's like, you know, create large scale like acts of, you know, to make yourself seem godlike, you know,
right.
Emphasize enthusiasm over you know, facts or whatever, you know, over reason, you know, it's got all these different techniques on how to make yourself seem huge and, you know, amazing, when in fact it's just bullshit. But it's really a lot of what you're saying right there seems very much taken right out of those laws.
And it's the same thing as Scientology as well.
No, I don't know. One thing they do
to the women that join that company, it's like they have this relationship to where the person above you is your master and you're considered their slave. So there's this thing called collateral. So if you want to elevate in the company and make more money, you have to give them collateral, meaning you have to give them like your darkest secrets or send them like nude photos of yourself so that if you ever come out or want to leave, they have this against you because they're like, oh, we're giving you access to all this high level information. We need collateral from you. The same thing is like, you know how Scientology does the auditing? They do like those auditing sessions where you confess like your deepest, darkest secrets and thoughts and ideas and everything. And they make notes of everything, like everything from your past or whatever.
Okay.
It's the same kind of thing. It's called auditing in Scientology. This thing, it was just called, in Nexium, it was just called collateral, where you just give them dirt on yourself, basically.
Seems like a bad idea.
But these people were brainwashed enough to do it.
I like the branding part.
Yeah.
I'm good with the branding.
Yeah.
You know,
just brand all your women.
I'm thinking about, yeah, I'm definitely thinking
about doing that.
Yeah. I'm thinking about having Jess get a tattoo on her arm that says property of Matthew Bevan Cox.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable. I was this close to having her talking into it the other day.
Brands are cool. Brands are cooler than tattoos.
We know a couple of tattoo artists.
Yeah.
We
can make brands hurt.
Do they?
But at least it's all at once.
Yeah. Yeah. Over quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're
it's
gonna
not an hour session.
No, want
we're talking 5 seconds.
Four to 8 hours of the course of 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Let's get this over with.
Where did this guy do all that stuff at?
It was in New York, I think it was Albany, New York. That's where that shit was based out of.
Is Albany. That near Albany?
Albany, whatever. Albany, Albany.
You think Frank Amadeo likes the 48 Laws of Power?
You think
he follows all 48
absolutely.
Rules?
Absolutely.
Hey, pull up a picture of Keith Raniere. I want to show him a picture of him. Or like an interview with him or something.
He could be Amadeo.
Yeah.
He is very, I mean, bro, you know what's weird though? Is like all these people like this guy, Charles Manson, who else? Who's another big, who's the leader of Scientology? Miscavige. They're all short guys.
Compensating for something?
They're all short guys.
Compensating for the shortness?
I don't know, but is that a thing? Like, they're not only are they short, but they're like oddly proportioned. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like this is.
I don't know.
Is there a connection?
Maybe that could drive you to.
Is there a connection there?
Shed that
Why
image
are you
of yourself.
Me?
I don't know. I don't know. We're having a conversation, Matt.
I don't know.
He's implying you're one of those people.
You're one of those people. Keith Raniere, R-E-I. Just type in like N-E-X-I-V-M. You'll find him.
So why did he go to prison for life?
They got him for cooking the books of his company and sex trafficking. And I forget his actual charges, but they nailed him down pretty
I
good.
Love that you have the same image of, you know, God and Adam. That you used to have the painting of.
Yeah.
I like that, the consistency.
Yeah.
It's nice.
As soon as you make
money. You should have framed the TV with like that gold frame.
I know. I wish
like
I could
the picture.
That.
You could do that.
And it would have looked like a picture still.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Those frame TVs are expensive as fuck.
But you could frame this
frame,
one. I'm
frame
saying.
This one.
Yeah, yeah. I could just custom make a wood frame.
Fucking Michaels will do it for you.
Damn, Austin, what's going on, bro?
Yeah. He's
going
to have
Jesus.
Why would he do that? He can buy you a six-pack and grab you some 2x4s.
Right,
you,
right.
You'll
you
knock
can borrow
out.
The drill from the next door.
We built this table.
Yeah. This guy looks like
yeah, he doesn't look oddly proportioned.
Yeah, you got to see a full body shot of him. Like, this is just from the chest up. Okay, look at it. Yeah, look at that picture of him. You can I don't know if you can blow that up. Okay. But look at him.
Looks like Spielberg.
You know, does he look like a fucking dork?
I just think it looks like somebody from the 1980s or 90s.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, a bad suit and
baggy ass suit.
And he has like the Mo haircut. Maybe he was very charismatic.
Have you ever heard of Heaven's Gate?
Yeah, of course.
That's
love Heaven's Gate.
Crazy cult.
That guy was nuts.
Never heard of it.
Oh my. What? You've never heard of Heaven's Gate?
Was it 100?
Oh my God. You got to watch that documentary, bro.
60. Was it 60
people? 35 people.
35 people that.
wearing Air Jordans.
Air Jordan. No, and the full jumpsuit. They did like a Nike jumpsuit and like Nike tennis shoes or Air Jordans.
Yes.
Whatever it was, and they all took poison and killed themselves.
Yeah.
Because there was a comet coming by the Earth.
What was the comet name? Hale-Bopp.
Yeah, but coming close to the close to Earth.
It was like it was like 100 million miles from Earth, yeah, which is close.
Yeah. Which is close, and you know, I guess.
Pull up the trailer.
They're the ones that drink the Kool-Aid.
Pull up the trailer.
No, that's Jonestown. That's Jonestown.
Pull up.
That was almost 1,000 people.
That was almost a lot, right?
No, the Heaven's Gate, they thought in the tail of the comet was a spaceship.
Following it.
That was
wrong one.
And they were going to go, and their souls would go up into the spaceship.
No.
What if they did?
Yeah. That's Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate cult documentary trailer.
What if their spirits did?
I know, that's
maybe.
What I say. They could have.
Maybe.
They could have. But, bro, they.
I mean, it's as silly as, Christianity.
You're right. Why not?
Anything
else?
To say? But still. The Nikes, really. No, I didn't understand.
What kind of Nikes were
they? It's a little bit sillier.
Like, were they Jordan 1s or what?
The cult of cults. This documentary. Yeah, this is the leader of it.
This guy?
Yeah.
Did he? Didn't he cut himself?
Oh, yeah. They tried to castrate each other. Because they.
May or may not. You think they just decided to fucking.
Nikes.
Nikes. They weren't Jordans.
What kind of Nikes are they?
Air Maxes, I think. They convinced them all that they were aliens, destined for a higher, to transcend their bodies.
Beam me up, Scotty.
You know, everybody wants to think, oh, those are those crazy people. I would never do that.
Do I look brainwashed? Yeah.
Not so fast. They were well-educated, often from very good families.
It's definitely an alien. Sold.
They ensured their immortality. Inside out, hasta la vista, baby. People say, who do you think you are? Is this a cult if I ever heard one? Yes, it is. It's a cult. I mean, it's the cult of cults.
It's the cult of cults.
We'll see you in our next session.
Huh. Oh, man, that was a good documentary, bro. You would like it, bro. You should get high and watch it.
You think it works?
You want to get some Nikes.
It convinced them that if they wanted to be immortal and transcend into a higher level of existence, they had to all kill themselves at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Did they all get castrated?
No. After the first guy got castrated, it went so wrong. It went really left. It went left hard.
And the castration is so wrong.
Well, they had one of the people in the cult was like a ex-nurse or whatever. She's like, I kind of know what I'm doing or whatever. So she helped.
I know what I'm doing.
Kinda?
She assisted.
I got a pocket knife.
Yeah, so she helped with the first castration, and it went so bad they had to rush him to the ER because he was like bleeding out. And after that, they didn't do any more castration.
We don't really have to do this, you know? I mean, we thought we did, but we actually don't need to do this anymore.
It felt like a good idea. Yeah.
Well, because aliens, the alien, humanoid alien beings that we're all accustomed to seeing or accustomed to being familiar with from like sci-fi films, or they're genderless. They have no balls or dick or vagina. So that's what they wanted to do. They all wanted to become genderless.
Now you don't have to cut your nuts off to do that.
Yeah, now you don't have to cut your nuts off to do it. True.
They were ahead of the time.
They were just ahead of the curve. All right, what else?
That shit was wild, bro.
The hell,
that shit was
Jonestown. Insane. Jonestown was
that was a while. I did watch the documentary.
I have not watched that one yet.
Oh,
that
man.
One's dark. That's the darkest one of all.
Listen, that they
a couple they of them made it right though.
Some of them,
a couple
ran
of
off,
them didn't drink it.
Ran off into the woods. Wasn't there like a senator who flew down there?
Yeah, they killed him.
And they shot him. Yeah, they shot him.
I mean, him and his whole kind of staff that went down, like they went to Jonestown because they had gone to what, Guyana? And they'd moved there and they'd created Jonestown and they were building this utopia. and you know, they're all not doing well, and they stopped talking to their family. And so finally the senator, who's been petitioned by tons of family members, flies down there to set, just to kind of check, inspect the whole thing. And everybody's saying everything's great, everything's good. And they're like, oh, no, we're happy. They're shaking. Oh, no, look, hi, how are you, shaking his hand? And, and the people are putting notes in his fucking hand saying, help me, get me out of here. I'm being held against my will.
I don't remember that part.
Right. So then they, whatever, I forget, what's the name? It's Jonestown, but it's, what's Jones? His last name's Jones.
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones. Yeah. Jim Jones finds out. Well, he tells him just before, I think the senator tells Jones, Jim Jones, listen, I got issues. There's some issues. Like, some of these people are being told.
We got a problem.
Yeah, we got a problem. We're going back to Washington. We'll let you know what we come up with. And they go back to the airport.
Ooh, maybe a little splash.
It's water.
And Jim Jones sends his private security.
That's good.
Sends his private security to stop them. And they have a shootout and they kill him. And then they come back, and they now know that the government's going, like the U.S. government's going to come in. They're going to come in and grab him. So he convinces everybody that it's the end of days, you know, and that they're coming. And he convinces everybody to drink the Kool-Aid. Well, actually, it wasn't even Kool-Aid. It was an off. Well, it was, but it wasn't Kool-Aid. It wasn't the brand. Yeah, was a knockoff brand of Kool-Aid. And it was laced with cyanide.
But
and
isn't
some
that
other stuff.
Isn't that how that whole analogy drank the Kool-Aid started?
Yeah, that's where it came from.
That's where it
I'm
originated.
Not drinking the Kool-Aid.
Right.
Listen, bro, I ain't drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's crazy, bro. That was the biggest.
I used to say that in RDAP all the time. That I ain't drinking the Kool-Aid.
What's okay? RDAP?
It was the drug program in prison. It's like a cult practically.
Yeah.
You get in there and guys start saying stuff, and I'd always say, listen, bro, like I'm not drinking the
Cults
Kool-Aid.
Cults are interesting.
Super
they're
interesting.
They're so interesting because they're just like religions, except for a couple key things, like the whole disconnection thing. Like, you can't, like, associate with your family, or, like, you have to disconnect with them if they call you a suppressive person. Like, that's how it is in Scientology and within NXIVM. Like, if somebody talks...
They would remove... Like, most cults try and get you away from all your family to be in one place, like... Right. And that way you're surrounded by everybody else who has the same thought process. Before you know it, you just become brainwashed.
Right.
Crazy.
And it's all like, a lot of them are smart people, which is crazy too.
Did you ever read, I think it's Chuck, he wrote Fight Club. I'm going to butcher his last
name.
Oh, yes.
I love that guy.
Well, Chuck Palahniuk, I'm probably butchered his last name. He wrote a story called Survivor. And it's about a guy who was in a cult who gets out. And it's great. It's
really?
A great book. Great book. And it talks about all the cults. As you're going through the book, they keep bringing up different cults.
I'm looking this up right now.
It's a hilarious book. Listen, Chuck Palahniuk has better books than Fight Club. Mm. And of course,
How do you pronounce that? P-A-L-A.
Palahniuk?
P-A-L-A-H. N-I-U-K.
Yeah, come on. How are you going to say that? How do you say
Palahniuk.
That? Palahniuk. I butchered it. Really,
the
bad.
Story of Survivor being developed for TV.
Which one is it?
Dark comedy from Palahniuk focuses on Tender Branson, a member of the Creedish cult who has survived his religion's latest mass suicide, only to hijack a plane by himself with plans to crash it into the Australian outback after he tells his life story. Whoa.
It's good. It's a good book. I mean, it's great. I don't know what the...
I'm going to check that out. That guy's fucking cool. I love that guy, Chuck Palahniuk.
Yeah, Fight Club, honestly. That's a good book.
Yeah.
But he's got other books.
You've read the book?
What, Fight Club?
Yeah.
I read almost all every book he's written. I was in prison.
Really?
Yeah.
How many books did you read while you were in prison?
I mean, I read for like probably the first 3 years straight. So I don't know. It was probably a book, maybe two books. Probably two books a week for 3 years.
God damn,
it was ridiculous.
A week? I guess you got.
Nothing to do.
What do you think the difference is between reading a book and listening to a book? Have you done both?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a horrible reader. Horrible reader. I'm a better reader now than.
Well,
than,
you told me that you just highlighted the speech thing on the phone to listen to articles
all the time.
So, but do you think there's, I mean, obviously it's quicker to listen to a book, but do you think you grasp it
the same? Well, I think everybody's different.
Do you think you digest it the same way?
No, I think for me, listening to it, I retain more listening to it than I do reading.
Really?
Because I have such a hard time reading.
I think the opposite.
But you're probably a great reader.
No, but I'm not. I'm a slow reader. It takes me four times the time to read a book than it would for me to listen to a book. Because sometimes I go back and I reread it.
I have to go back. I can barely read.
Like, I read one paragraph. I'm like, did I get that right? I got to read it again.
Yeah. I just listen.
Yeah.
But I had no choice in prison. You just got to read it.
Right. Yeah. There's no way to get audiobooks in prison? Can you get like a little iPod or something?
For a pretty penny, you can. No.
I mean, yeah, if you want it, some guy's suitcases it for you, maybe. But
I mean, fuck it.
No. You know what's so funny is like in the county jail and stuff, you know, in the county jails and most prisons, they're giving you iPads and all kinds of stuff. Like, they're turning it, it's a money making
right
venture now.
Right.
More so than it ever has been.
How do you think reading, how many books do you think you read while you're in prison total?
I don't know. I think 2 a week is probably.
So total though.
It was definitely two a week in county. When I was in the county lockup, that was for a year. So that's over 100 right then.
Really?
And then I would say, let's say 70 when I got to prison for about 2 years, 70s, I don't know. So about 250 books within 3 years.
Wow. How many books do you think you've read in your lifetime?
Single digits.
But I was
like
the same way.
Book?
I was the same way. Before prison, I was the same way.
I probably read 10 Dr. Seuss books front to back.
Same way.
If those count. But like big books, nah. I remember one time in middle school, they were like, they took the whole class to the library. You got to pick a book. You got to read it. You got to write the fucking whatever. You got to write something on it. I'm like, sweating, walking up and down the aisles. Where's the smallest book? And I had the best idea. I'm like, you just buy a book that's about a movie and you watch the movie. Take a couple notes, write a paper.
Oh,
I got
wow.
Fucking E.T. out of the library. Went and watched the movie. I already seen it 100 times. I'm a kid. Easy. Nailed it. Didn't read a page. Not one.
That's genius.
Mom's like, what are you doing? Taking notes, watching E.T. Like, got a report.
You know,
Miss Willis, I got to turn this in tomorrow.
Miss Willis.
You know,
crazy.
You know how they'll take the book and then they have to adapt it for a movie. So you got a 300-page book.
Yeah.
You can't unless you want a 12-hour miniseries, you can't. So they chop it up, right? But there were two books that I've read that when I saw the movies, they were almost identical. One was Fight Club and one was Catch Me If You Can. Almost identical.
Really?
Because they're so small. Fight Club was like 190 pages.
Did you hear what China just did to Fight Club?
Mm-mm.
China just changed the ending.
What? Why?
You know how China manipulates all of their media and all of their internet and everything?
Right.
They just changed the ending for Fight Club. So if you watch Fight Club in China, it's no longer like the city falling. Now it's the FBI comes in and arrests Tyler Durden.
Wow. Really?
I'd like to watch that.
Yep.
Why? I wonder why. Because they don't like the idea.
They don't like the idea
taking
of
down the government.
They don't like anarchy.
Right.
It's frowned upon there.
Yeah, you could say that.
They haven't embraced it like we have here. They're not trying to take the capital.
There'll be no
Russian Congress in China.
Could you imagine video footage in
See,
China of people taking over the capital?
Oh my God.
That'd be a hell of a movie.
Bro, I mean, they already made a bunch of documentaries about January 6th.
Yeah. Good times.
The QAnon one. What was the QAnon one? Into the Storm. That's a fucking crazy documentary. Talk about a cult, bro. Politics is like a cult.
Close.
It's kind of like a cult, right?
It's like the fine line between cults and religion and
it's
stuff
it's
like
so,
that,
it's
right?
It's the same thing. Like cults, religions...
Cults just send a tip over the line and do some weird
politics.
Shit.
This podcast sucks.
Does it? We can stop it right
and
now.
And I'm a part of it.
If you're not having fun,
sell
we can,
something.
If you're not having fun, we can turn it off. I'm having fun.
Well, I mean, how much stuff do you guys have in front of you?
We have marijuana. We have smelling salts. We have scotch. We have Coke, cola, cane. No cocaine. If if Matt's probation officer's listening, it's no cocaine, just Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. China changes the Fight Club film ending so the authorities win. The ending of the cult 1990 cult film Fight Club has been removed for viewers in China and replaced by a screen with a message saying the authorities won.
Scroll down a little bit.
They're not even trying to be subtle about
it. No production value at all. Just fucking text on a screen.
Scroll down, Austin. All right, hold on. Yeah, I want to see Paul, what Chuck said about it.
He
says, this is super wonderful. Everyone gets a happy ending in China. You think there's a pun in that?
That's great. He said, this is super wonderful. Everyone gets a happy ending in China. That is fucking epic. He is fucking so smart. He is so funny. Bro, I'm subscribed to his Substack.
I don't know what that is.
You know what Substack is?
No.
Substack is like an email subscription thing. So like reporters or journalists or writers like him who write all the time, like you subscribe to their email list. Substack is like it's like think of like YouTube, but for also articles. For like writing shit. And people subscribe to it and they pay you like $1 a month or $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever. It's like Patreon kind of, but for like people like him. So they don't have to be tied to like, you know, they don't have to like depend on big mainstream corporate media to pay their bills. They can just have the people pay for their shit, right, just like YouTube.
Get a subscription to the articles.
Right. Okay. So you pay like $5 a month and you can get all of his content that he writes every single day that he's interested in.
I'm trying to think what another one I read was Choke. They actually made a movie about Choke, which was another great, great book of his.
Really?
I've never even heard Monster. That one. Monster was good. There was one called Monster. It wasn't as good as Choke and Survivor. It was great.
I've watched both of his. He did a couple podcasts with Joe Rogan. I just watched those.
Okay.
And you know, that's how I became a fan of his.
Yeah,
well, obviously after watching Fight Club.
I think he got like $10,000 for Fight Club. Like he sold the
really.
Like, yeah, well, he said at the time I was thrilled to get it because he said like I had written the book. He said, I mean, nobody was interested in publishing it. He found the publisher, said, look, we'll give you 10 grand for it. That's all you get. No royalties. Here's 10 grand. He's like, okay.
I'm sure he sold a lot of books from that, though.
Well, yeah, but he didn't get any royalties. Oh, but
on his book?
On the other books.
Right,
oh,
right.
No. He didn't even write the book.
No, like I'm pretty sure he sold it for 10 grand.
Oh, he sold the book.
And never got any royalties.
I thought he sold, like, the movie deal part of
no,
it.
No, no.
Oh, I
no.
got you.
And I could be wrong. But, you know, keep in mind that's what turned him into a massive.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it paid off.
Right. I'm pretty sure I got that right. But, yeah, because he said, I remember him saying, look, it wasn't, at the time, it was a ton of money for me. And I was thrilled to be, I was now a published author, whatever he was. You know, he was like, I was thrilled. You know how he got the idea? He said he had gone camping and the guys at the other campsite were playing loud music. I think he said, I got up. You know, and it was just disturbing everybody. He got up and went over and said, hey, can you guys turn your radio down? And the guy mouthed off to him, and they mouthed off back and forth. He said, and we ended up getting into a fist fight. He said, I got beat up. He said, and that's when he sat down and he thought, you know what? I'm, like, I've never, like, been in a fight. Like, and I just got beat up. Like, I don't even know how to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and that sparked the whole concept for Fight Club.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's crazy. Do you know that what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
I hope you had the camera on Matt for that pause. Matt was like,
hey, you know what?
What?
I need a hoodie.
I got hoodies. I got smalls.
Yeah, smalls.
What color do you want?
I want a large. Because you gave me a medium last time. You gave me a medium. It was tight.
Was it?
Yeah, medium. It was too small.
I can get you.
Oh, but you know what? I've lost some weight. It might work. Probably work good now.
Look like you got some muscle going. Been just, working out.
This is all for show. This is I'm weak as a small child. I mean, are you okay,
bro? I'm trying to remember what I was going to say about Chuck. I had something funny to say, but I forgot what it was. Lost it.
He's in good shape.
Oh yeah, he's pretty buff.
Trying to think of the other books I read of his. God, there was another one.
Oh, I remember what I want to say to you. Have you ever read Stephen King's book on writing?
No.
Pretty interesting.
You know what's funny? The only Stephen King books I like are the serious ones. Like all of his books about that are like about that are scary or about, you know, aliens or
Cujo.
Yeah, but Cujo's good. Okay, oh, so okay, wrong. Sorry. I'm saying typically like the ones where they go off on, you know, whatever the strain or you right. know like those types. Like I don't like any of those. But when he, you know, like Misery, or yeah. The Green Mile. Or, you know, those are Shawshank. I think he wrote Shawshank. Yeah. Like those are amazing. And then, but everybody's known for all the horror books and stuff. And I don't really like any of those. I don't really like those.
The more fiction it gets, the less you like it.
I don't like them. But yeah. The serious ones, he's, you know, those are like amazing.
His book, he did Shawshank.
I'm pretty sure he did Shawshank.
I don't think he did.
No. I didn't know he did Green Mile either.
Who wrote Shawshank? Redemption. No, but
he did Misery, right?
I don't know.
You guys make me second. You're so sure about it. Now you're making me second.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm just saying I didn't know. I was surprised. All I know Stephen King for is like It.
King Shawshank.
Shawshank.
Bro, he was broke like late into his 40s. Like he had no money. And he hit big on, what was the girl's name?
Yeah, Stephen King, Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What was his first one, his first big one, his first big sale where he made it, he got rich off was Annie.
Annie? The little red-haired girl?
Yeah, the girl who goes to prom and then.
The Hard Knock Life, Annie?
Is that what it's called?
No, you're thinking, No, I know you're talking about where she can set fires and right.
Well, the girl that gets made fun of in high school, and they go to prom, and then
she sets the whole building on fire.
Right, exactly.
Didn't they just remake that?
Well, is the Shawshank by? Is that him or no? Shawshank is who? Stephen King.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
No,
Carrie.
Yes, Carrie.
Andy.
You said that right?
Andy.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. Oh, here.
Oh, you did?
I'm sorry, we can't hear with the headphones on.
Yeah, Carrie. That was his first hit.
Yeah, Misery. The novel by Stephen King. Yeah, he wrote that too.
I saw the movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Bro, he talks
What's that
about...
lady's name?
Oh, God, what is her name? Oh, she was so scary.
Oh, scary
so
shit.
Scary. Oh, and you know, in the book, like they, you know, they hobble him and like she just breaks his, like in the book, like they, she cuts his feet off.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they, like when slaves would run away, they would cut the first part of your foot.
Who plays the guy in that movie? Is that fucking Vince Vaughn?
No,
it's some guy that looks like him, isn't it?
No, it was I forget what is his name.
How old is the movie?
It's somebody weird you wouldn't expect to play that role. What's that lady's name?
Roseanne.
It's Kathy Bates.
Like Kathy Bates
and James James
Franco.
James Caine.
James Caine. I have no idea who that was.
C-A-A-N. Am I saying that wrong?
C-A what?
C-A-A-N.
I've never seen that movie. I've never seen that.
Oh, my God, man. Bro. You love it. He's a writer. He writes novels like love novels romance novels. And she loves the characters in the novels. And then he like has his manuscript or something with him, and she knows where he goes to type his manuscripts. And when she's coming back, she actually, I think, whatever she does, she causes an accident or something. She finds him, brings him to her house. I think she causes the accident, and she reads the manuscript, and she's disappointed because in the manuscript,
oh yeah, she makes him rewrite it or something, right?
Yeah, she didn't like the way it ended.
Yeah,
she wants him to rewrite it.
She traps him in the house,
right?
Fucking makes him rewrite it.
He talks about this whole thing in the book, his own autobiography book on writing.
Oh, okay.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
And then he tries to get away.
Yeah, and she cuts his feet off, right?
In the book, she hobbles him. She cuts the first portion of his foot off, right? So he can still, he's got his heels.
His toes.
Yeah, it cuts basically a little bit behind the toes.
Cuts the toes off.
The bunions.
Right, so you can't run. You can't really, you kind of like, you know, yeah, you're like on stilts.
Up, yeah, you cut half your foot off.
But in the movie, she just breaks his legs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She kind of breaks his feet.
And she's like a hardcore fan of his.
His knuckles. I gotta watch
that movie.
Ankles. Oh, yeah, it's a good movie. Classic,
bro, man. Bro, his book, you should listen to it. You should listen to his audiobook. It's fucking good, bro.
Stephen King's?
Yeah. He talks about his whole process on writing and how he writes and like how he has to set up his own little space where he does it, how he's learned. Because, you know, he was at one point when he was writing shit like Cujo, his best work, he was locked in a room fucking doing rails of cocaine, drinking tons of fucking whiskey, eating pills. He was fucked up.
Mm. Why don't you write?
Maybe I should try it, huh?
I mean, that's all you're missing.
Bro,
is a fucking couple books.
He was doing mountains of coke and writing these stories. Nice. Like, how crazy
is that?
Give me
a pen.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a problem. You just don't have a pen and a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, that's wild. Could you, like, I couldn't imagine trying to be productive doing that kind of shit.
I mean, I don't know.
Some people are crazy. Like, who's that guy that did Fear and Loathing? He was crazy like that, too. Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Hunter Thompson.
He used to take all sorts of fucking gnarly drugs.
He was
gnarly drugs.
On the same shit, yeah.
A lot of those guys do.
What was the stuff called that we were talking about?
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome. Have you ever heard of adrenochrome?
No.
It's when they take it out of babies. They, like, take the blood out
of
babies.
Not necessarily babies. But typically younger humans.
It's adrenochrome. So it's like adrenaline, like pure adrenaline from young children. And it supposedly makes you...
Who thinks this crap up? Like, hey, you know what?
Bro, go to Bohemian Grove.
Really jack us.
They say it's real.
It's real shit.
No, but I'm saying... That's what I'm saying. Who thinks... Hey, you know what would really be good?
Austin.
Let's take some adrenaline from small children and inject it.
That's what they do.
That's what I want.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah, he wrote Green Mile.
Man, I didn't know he wrote all that
stuff. I knew
he
wrote Green Mile.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Bro, he's... All of his best shit was done when he was on coke. He says it in his book.
Same.
Fucking wild, bro.
Oh, my God.
Wild shit. Now he's like, what is he worth? He's worth like a fucking $1 billion.
It's outrageous. Then he got hit by it. Didn't he get hit by?
Oh yeah, he got hit by a car, right?
First of all, he was like jogging along like a road. Like, what are you doing? You're jogging. You're on the country fucking road. You're jogging along or something like that. And some guy like veers off the road and runs you over. Like, I get it. You live in the country, but
he was in another country.
Wasn't treadmill.
He? No. He was like in. I think he was just in the in like the countryside. Or
oh,
something.
Really?
I think. And it was like a minivan ran him over, like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, it's just embarrassing. Nobody
probably
deserves
turned that into a story.
Nobody deserves to die by a minivan.
I feel like some people just do their best work. Like, there's a certain point in their life where they just, like, create the best shit. Like, people like him, like, creative people.
And then it's over.
And then after that, there's like a, it's like an uphill. They hit a peak, and then there's, like, it's downhill from then on. Like, there's a certain
That's where I'm at.
The money.
That's where I'm at.
The money comes in. Where are you at? You're on the down?
I'm on the downhill.
Yeah, but sometimes you can find another hill after that.
I just need a little one.
Yeah.
Well, let's sell some paintings.
I mean.
Austin, are you having trouble? Yeah, it's pretty hard. Adrenochrome.
Adreno. Adrenochrome.
Jesus.
Adrenochrome.
Oh, my God. I didn't bring any Marilyn Monroe's.
Mm-mm.
I have some Marilyn Monroe's. Those are big sellers.
You didn't bring my Gucci Man either. The biggies are
No, I'll do that. I didn't know you were serious about the Gucci Man. I wasn't positive.
Of course I was serious.
I mean, we don't know how big do we want Gucci
Am
Man.
Am I ever not serious?
Well.
All right, adrenochrome. Read this for us, Matt Cox.
I can't read that. I can't even say it.
Adrenochrome is a chemical compound produced by the oxidation of adrenaline. It was the subject of limited research in the 1950s through the 1970s as a potential cause of schizophrenia. Cause of schizophrenia. While it has no current medical application, the related derivative compound, what does that say? Carbazochrome is a hemostatic medication.
Where does it say small children?
Despite the compound's name, it is unrelated to the element chromium.
Right, but well, how do you get that?
I don't know. I mean, I immediately pictured like a couple doctors like handcuffing some kids to a bed and they're squirming and there's
I think it gets a play into cults and shit where they say, you know, people do shit like that.
You know how they say Hillary Clinton eats babies and drinks their blood?
That's what they're getting from it.
Yeah.
But
oh my God! And this is what happened. What about the Hillary Clinton the sex ring that was being run out of the?
Oh, you mean that? You mean Jeffrey Epstein?
The basement.
Comet Pizza, Pizzagate.
Pizzagate.
Yeah,
that's just
yeah.
A lot of that is based around this.
Yeah. It's like they're harvesting kids for this adrenochrome.
And then they get freaky like Epstein, and he builds a whole damn island.
Bro, I'm watching this documentary right now called, it's the craziest fucking documentary I've ever seen. It's called 9/11, The New Pearl Harbor. And they go, it is the deepest dive on all of the little things about 9/11. And basically, bro, it's very objective, where it's not just like a one-sided thing where they say conspiracy. They take all of the conspiracy theory debunkers of 9/11, like all of the people around the world who say 9/11, it is what the government said it was, right? It was Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. That
I'm not sure Saddam was part of that.
No,
they did. That's what they said. They said that's what they said. The war on terror was that implicated Saddam Hussein.
They tried to. There never was any proof, but there's no proof.
But that's how they justified.
Yes, that was one of the ways. Yeah, just like the weapons of mass destruction.
Right. Just like Pearl Harbor justified going into Germany, right? Or Japan.
Japan.
Yeah. Anyways, they make all of the connections.
Pearl Harbor was, they were attacked, and then because they were allies, Hitler then declared war against the United States, and he had already been at war.
It's all connected. Yeah.
I'll go with that. That's cool.
So they go all the way down to like, they go as granular as to where they're in the Pentagon with Dick Cheney. And they have
old Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney in the Pentagon with his chief of staff, all of the lower rung people who are like in there, and they're tracking the airplane the last plane that's headed towards the Pentagon, right? They're tracking it from like 80 miles away, and it's like 80 miles out. The kid comes in the room, sir. 80 miles out. Does the order still stand? Goes away. Sir, 70 miles out, does the order still stand?
Is it footage?
No, this is all documented on the report.
Okay.
And then he comes back in. Like, every 10 miles, he comes in and tells Dick Cheney. He's like, sir, 10 miles out, does the order still stand?
What is the order? Not to shoot it down? No,
they don't know. But they're assuming that it's not to shoot it down because at 10 miles...
Because they're not shooting it down.
They're not shooting it down. At 10 miles out, Dick Cheney snaps his neck back and says, of course the order still stands. And the kid is obviously distraught, and there's multiple people in there that testify to this. The kid goes back away. 5 minutes later, the plane fucking crashes into the Pentagon. Okay, another big thing about the whole Pentagon thing is the Pentagon is a giant, like, what? It's like four stories. It's not a very tall building, right?
But it's like the largest building.
But it's
the world.
30 acres. It takes up massive. 30 acres, but it's only like four stories tall.
Right.
So think about it. If you're a hijacker and you're going to take a plane and crash into the Pentagon, are you going to take it? The thing took out like four power lines while it was going 500 miles an hour, fucking 50 feet above the ground, just to crash into the side of the Pentagon. If you're a hijacker, a fucking low level pilot who's not an expert pilot,
right.
You're just going to crash into the roof of that thing because you're going to do way more damage. You're going to cause way more destruction. Rather, you have to be like they make the case that you have to be like, they show flight simulators with trained pilots, and they show exactly how hard it would be to fly that plane 50 feet above the ground for the distance he did to crash into the side of the building. Any fucking hijacker would just crash into the top because you'd do more damage and it'd be way easier. So that's just one of the examples they make, which is fucking when they lay out all of the reasons why it's doesn't really match up to like the narrative, it fucking really blows your mind.
You should watch this. I'd like to see what you think.
They still hit the building. I mean,
they hit it.
Yeah, he hit the building, but it was
there was nobody in that part of the building as well.
No,
there were 100 people died.
They said that area was under construction.
That part of the building was the only part of the building that had just finished construction. They just redid that whole part of the building to make it like they insulated every single wall with Kevlar. They made it fireproof.
Oh yeah, they put in the windows. Yeah, they just put in new windows.
Yeah.
So listen, I was locked up with a guy named Chris Marrero. Mm-hmm. Chris Marrero got, I think, 15 years for filing income tax return or filing something to get money back for people because Chris is one of these. He's a sovereign citizen, and he believes that the government uses our Social Security number to borrow money against us, and the money doesn't exist, and that you get it's total like insanity. And he was filing paperwork for people to get them the money back that the government gets for whatever. It's insanity.
Yeah.
And he ends up obviously then he goes to trial, and he ends up getting like 15 years. He believes in every single conspiracy out there. I've never met anybody that can tie conspiracy theories together, and he was so entertaining for me. Like we would sit there, Bozyak and I would sit there and go, you know, fuck, what are you doing? I don't know, man. What are you doing? No. I go, let's go find Chris. You go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'd go and we'd talk to Chris, and Chris would go on and on and on. I bet you he's got conspiracy theories with 9/11 that would blow your mind. I'm desperate to get him on my podcast because Chris will go for 10 hours straight. And the great thing about him is you can kind of mock him and it doesn't bother him. Like, he's not going to flip out on you and start swinging. He's not going to throw, you're not going to body slam you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but Chris will just go on and on. And they're amazing because he's like, oh, I can prove it. I got the book so-and-so. And he gets so jacked up and excited about it. He's hilarious.
Right, but here's the thing. What do you think makes it a conspiracy theory? What defines it? Like, do you think, like, the whole, everything I explained to you, the whole 9/11 documentary, you, like,
can we call Chris?
What makes it a conspiracy? I'm asking you, what makes it a conspiracy theory?
Because it's not an official report.
What's your definition of a conspiracy theory?
That basically you're saying that it's not what it appears to be. Like, you know, you're saying it has an ulterior storyline, or it's something more sinister than what they're telling us. That's the conspiracy theory. Is they're saying this is what it is. It's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty simple. And you're saying no. What really happened is something super sinister that they're hiding. That,
like, JFK. What do you think about JFK?
I mean, I think he got shot.
Do you think Oswald acted alone?
It depends on what documentary I watch. You know, unfortunately,
I think now is accepted.
Documentary that said he acted alone.
I think now is accepted narrative that he didn't act alone, right? I don't think that's any longer disputed.
We talked about this last time, like UFOs. Like, the government basically came out and said, yeah, there's UFOs. We don't know what they
are.
Yeah. Nobody flipped out. Yeah. Like, nobody jumped off a building. Like, nobody, people aren't going nuts.
They didn't say anything else but that.
But I mean, slowly kind of let out over the course of, what, 50 years. And now people had basically come to the conclusion that they believed there were UFOs. So when they finally said,
hey, there are,
and we actually have some footage.
Well, look at it this way.
People are like, yeah, I knew it.
Look at it this way.
And they go to work the next day and pay their mortgage.
Look at it this way, though. Like,
we got to call. Is so entertaining. If you got Chris on this podcast, bro, you can't. I want him on my. I've never meant to really mention him before because I want him on mine so bad. But he's on an ankle monitor.
You got Andrew Bustamante on this podcast.
I know. No, he blows Bustamante out. Bustamante's like he follows, he's a
CIA shill according to the comments.
Oh yeah, I love that. but he's going with the standard line.
Yeah.
Bustamante's going to go with
it. He's not going to go against the CIA.
This guy will go nuts. And he believes in giants. He's tied in Christianity with aliens. He's got, I mean, it's
the Anunnaki.
Oh my God. We got it. Chris, we have to get
Chris ain't lying, bro. Spitting facts.
I would love it if he.
I would love it if you watched this 9/11 documentary.
I want to watch it.
I want to know what Chris's favorite one conspiracy theory is.
I'm
asking him what he's about.
What's the number one?
Ask him about specifically about what's the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. What he knows about it.
What are you doing? Where's the speaker on this?
You can tap him right into the headphones.
No, it has to be
on Bluetooth.
Hey, listen, I'm doing a podcast, and I have a quick question for you, Chris.
What?
My question is, what do you think happened in 9/11? What really happened? We're having a discussion about it.
It was a total inside job.
Did Cheney ask him this?
Wait, so this guy has this thing about Cheney. What's the question?
Did Cheney have a do not shoot down order for the planes?
Yeah, he made
because there was a bunch of training games going on like in like the Midwest United States. So all of the fighter jets.
Same time there was a training going on, correct? So they were confused as to what the hell they were supposed to do.
Was he really confused?
Where's this guy live? I need to get him on here.
Oh, bro, he's.
There was also, if you realize, there was also something called the New American, and the New American was a group that got together, one of these, you know, mind together groups, and they said they needed an incident like a new Pearl Harbor.
Have you watched the documentary 9/11, the new Pearl Harbor?
They needed an incident like a new Pearl Harbor. Because they needed to get rid of Saddam Hussein. There were no weapons of mass destruction, as you know. That was all
right.
Bullshit.
It was all sold by CNN.
And they needed to get rid of Gaddafi, but that had already happened. But anyway, it was all an inside job. If you look at Building 7, Building 7 fell down
on its own
imprint, and there was no plane that hit it.
Yep.
Yeah, but the Building 7 thing, that I don't know about Building 7. The Building 7 thing, wasn't Building 7 full of, like, some sort of, like, chemicals or gas? Wasn't it full of,
files.
Like...
No, it was full of files and information that they didn't want to get out.
I heard that it was storing all kinds of, like, chemicals and shit in there.
No, and if you notice, there was a camera on that building for hours. Now, I was in TV and video. It takes time to set up a camera with cables, and that camera was set on Building 7 and recording for hours.
What about the plane that hit the Pentagon? The Pentagon's what, 4 stories tall, and it's a 30-acre-mile-wide footprint? Why wouldn't they crash into the roof? Wouldn't it be easier to, like, crash the plane to the roof, cause more destruction than it would just to be to, like, fly the plane 50 feet above the ground and hit the...
First of all, it was a cruise missile. There was no plane. There was no tail. There was no fuselage. There was no wings. There was no baggage of people. There was no dead bodies. 250.
There were no to your point. There were no images of any plane remnants or anything. Like
nothing.
There was no
plane
video
at Shanksville, Pennsylvania either.
Right. You can see the planes flying into the towers, but there's no footage or photos of a plane flying into the Pentagon.
Right.
Okay, let's scratch this. Let's go to something else. Well, okay.
And there were cameras at the nearby Marriott that the FBI confiscated. They didn't want anybody to see them.
We need those.
Listen, I have something completely different. I got a completely different one. What about
what's up, Matt Cox?
What's going on, bro? I got to get you on here. Listen, what about this? What about Oklahoma City, the City bombing?
The Albert P. Murrow building, yeah.
What's your take on that?
There were three bombs in the building that never went off. That was put in there by the CIA before, what's his name, did the truck bomb.
You got to get him on here. Okay, one more. I have another one. What is the thing?
You guys have got to see 9/11, The Road to Tyranny by Alex Jones.
I'm watching right now 9/11, The New Pearl Harbor.
Okay,
Have you seen that?
But you got to see 9/11, The Road, write this down, 9/11.
The Road to Tyranny.
The Road to Tyranny.
Ask him about Bohemian Grove.
By Alex Jones. Okay. I don't know if it's still on YouTube or they took it down.
What is it?
Ask him about Bohemian Grove.
What do you know about Bohemian Grove?
It's out in San Francisco, 150 miles out, on the woods.
What's going on there?
Worship this big owl called Moloch, which is in the Bible in Leviticus.
This guy's Alex Jones.
You were sacrificing your children into the fire to have good luck in farming and things like that.
Is there any homosexuals there?
They have what's called a cremation of care, which is this really sick fucking ritual that they supposedly have an effigy of a child or a human that they burn in the fire. Supposedly it's an effigy. And it's a place where they have all kinds of weird sexual things and all that. You should get a book by Kathy O'Brien called The Transformation of America. And in there, she was a sex slave for those people, for the elite. and a guy named Mark Phillips, who was a CIA agent, got her out of it. Bro, but she had been a sex slave for years, and she wrote a book called The Transformation of America.
He can do this with any fucking thing. Watch.
What about the moon? What about the moon?
Okay, what about the moon landing? What do you think about that?
And well, he'll have books. I don't think the moon landing happened in the first ones, but the other ones did happen. And guess what?
What happened when it rang like a bell?
Recently, you're going to flip on this one. When they took off the module that was discharged from the actual takeoff and it hit the moon, and the moon rang like a bell for hours, that means it's hollow. And they now, a lot of people think that the moon was actually towed into place centuries ago. And it's actually hollow.
So I have a question real quick. You know the Navy jets that got all those UFO things on tape?
The Tic Tacs.
Yeah, what do you think those are? What's the
The UFOs.
Of course. Are they extraterrestrial or are they Russian cruise missiles?
No, they're extraterrestrial, dude. They're 25,000 miles an hour. Yeah, they're extraterrestrials. And they stop and they go, they come down to the water, then they shoot up to the sky 80,000 feet or whatever.
How do you know it's not China or Russia?
Speed. Nobody has the technology for that.
So I got another one. Fact. What about this? And listen, bro. Like he'll have books and listen. You should have seen him in prison. He had tons of books, like all kind of pictures, books. And this is in prison. I can only imagine what he's got now. But wait, one more thing. Listen, this is another. So what is the thing that? What's the number that you always look for? What they're borrowing money against our Social Security number, and you can get if you get your what was the name of the. The number you were trying to get that you got your.
Oh, you mean the CUSIP number?
CUSIP number, and what is that number good for? Why do you need that?
All right. Well, every number that you get from the federal government is attached to a CUSIP number, which is an international trading system that they have set up through Fidelity and the SEC. You just look up CUSIPnumber.com. You can read about it, or go to Wikipedia. You can read about it. But CUSIP number, everything you get from the federal government, like your Social Security number, your driver's license number, passport, and Matt, even the federal ID number that we had in prison, all those numbers have a major CUSIP number attached to it.
Okay.
And if it has a CUSIP number attached to it, it has what's called a pooling and servicing agreement. And what they do is they add a bid bond, performance bond, and payment bond to it. They actually securitize them and sell them as asset-backed securities on the stock market, which are, you know, later connected to REITs and mutual funds and things like that.
So you understand, but, at one point you got in trouble in the state, and didn't you file something against the judge? Or you tried to get your
Oh, no, I filed something against the judge to make her the trustee, and she didn't like that. She put me in jail.
And you're did you ever get become a sovereign citizen? Did that ever go through?
Yeah.
What is a sovereign citizen?
Yeah, what does
anyway?
That mean?
These guys are asking.
All right. There's the United States of America and the United States. If you look up United States Code Title 28, Section 3002, Subsection 15A, you will see that the United States, in capital letters, is a federal corporation that was actually incorporated just after the Civil War. It's what we have now, which is a fascist corporate military democracy.
Okay.
What we had was the United States of America incorporated in 1787, which it was a de jure republic. And that's where you want to get back to. That's where you want to be sovereign. You're above the actual government because you have, and they pronounce it this way. They say unalienable rights, correct? You've always heard that. Well, it's not unalienable rights. If you look at the word unalienable in the dictionary, there's no meaning to it. because the word is not unalienable. It's pronounced unalienable rights. Key word being lien, where the government cannot lien, levy, or seize against you. Yet we have now a fascist corporate military democracy. And a democracy is the worst form of government before you have total tyranny, which is what you've seen on the news and what's happening now.
They want Does to he think we should have an autocracy?
So what, real quick, sorry, Danny wants to know if you think we should have an autocracy?
Autocracy.
Autocracy.
Like, should we be like China?
Should we be like China?
Fuck no.
No?
Then what else, what other options do we have?
You need a capitalistic system based on trade and that, all that. And what they have is pure communism mixed with capitalism right now. But you don't have freedoms. You don't have the freedoms we have here, even though we're losing those freedoms slowly.
Well, hey, listen, Danny wants to – we got to wrap it up. But I'm going to talk to Dan, who's Danny. Danny's the guy who's running this. The podcast is called Concrete. But we got to –
on YouTube.
Yeah. But I'm gonna contact you. I'm going to give you Danny's information, see if we can try and get you on here. Are you able to travel or –
No, I can't. I got an ankle monitor. You know that.
Where's he at?
He's in, where are you at anyway?
Right now I'm in Margate.
Where's that?
And I work 6 days a week.
What's that near?
Margate is near Pompano Beach.
Pompano Beach.
It's in Fort Lauderdale.
Can he come to Tampa for a day? With a probation officer?
Yeah, if you get okay from the probation officer. Well, hey, let me call you back. Let me call you back.
I'm on foot. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who know all the shit that he knows. There's a lot of people like that around here.
Bro, he's something else, man. He's got a great memory.
He's red-pilled. He got red-pilled, like in The Matrix.
Yeah, he's great, though. We would go into his cell. You could sit there for hours. And just you get anything you could
what
come
go,
up
what
with.
What did he go to prison for?
He was running. He was charging people. Like, he would literally get your taxes. He would do that thing where all the money you had paid in and interest and everything else, and they'd come up with some calculation. They'd apply to the government to get the money back, and the government would cut checks for like $1.5 million. They borrowed something like $30 million dollars, and guys were getting the checks, and they were cashing them. They were going through, and then they'd get 10% of it. So when they got caught, you know, they're saying, well, no, it's perfectly legal. You understand, Your Honor, this, Your Honor, that. Look, in this code and that code.
Yeah.
They went to trial. He and all these guys went to trial. They lost. Guys are getting 25 years. He got like 15, 16 years.
Wow.
He was making phone calls.
What's the dude's name?
Chris Marrero. It's
Chris.
Awesome.
He's wild.
Chris Marrero. We got to get him on here, bro.
Listen.
We
and he
get
gets,
high as fuck.
He gets
get
super animated, too. Like, he gets all like, no, what happened? He gets excited. He's like, no, I'm telling.
It's exciting shit.
Hilarious, bro. And he's super smart. Like, you're like, but, you know, he believes, like, everything out there, there's a conspiracy
about
it.
What do you think about people?
Do you believe any of the shit he says?
No.
None of it?
No.
You don't believe any of it. Why don't you believe it? You're not interested in it?
You don't think not one of them could
be
true?
No, I'm some sense saying there's some semblance in some conspiracies. I'm not saying there's not, but I mean, not everyone has, you know, sometimes people just, they blow up a building. The guy's pissed off. He gets some fertilizer and some diesel, mixes it up, and he blows up a building. He's an asshole. There's just assholes out there.
Yeah,
but I mean, everything, like these kids shooting
up
schools.
What do you think about...
he'll have a whole conspiracy behind it.
What do you think about the Unabomber?
I've seen those, too. Like the Sandy Hook
shit. Oh, yeah. What happened was they were being
crisis
given
actors.
LSD by the CIA, and they were... And you'll be like, what?
Well, the CIA LSD thing is real. It's actually been proven.
I know, but not for... like Sandy Hooker,
right?
Like,
right,
I mean, there will be a conspiracy.
Give the CIA my
he just
phone number.
Doesn't take anything. He doesn't take
anything.
Do you
know anything
at face
about
value.
About Columbine? About those kids? Did you read anything about that?
I mean, did I read anything about?
Do you know anything about? Like,
I don't know.
Do you remember when that happened? Like,
yes, but I don't know anything that
was Marilyn Manson's
CNN.
Fault.
Yeah, they listened. Those kids were actually listening to Marilyn Manson, and that's the reason they did that. Marilyn Manson's fault.
Oh, come on. They were deeply disturbed kids, and they could have been listening to Cyndi Lauper and probably done the same fucking thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're just disturbed, and you're going to come up with a reason to do something really sick because you're being picked on.
Didn't those kids write some sort of like manifesto before they did that? They wrote
I think they had written like journals and they've I think they've written about it since then.
Yeah.
Because I know Jordan Peterson has talked about reading their like.
Right. Those kids lived?
No, they died. They killed themselves.
Oh, no. Which one? Which ones are the ones that live? Like now they're all like got life sentences or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. He, because he, oh, no, no. Or wait, he read, I think he read their journals or something. He
yeah,
read something.
The kid, that's Columbine. Yeah.
Okay. Then he had read the journals and stuff and he was like, you know, here's, they were upset about this and they wanted to go out in a way.
But here's the thing. Do you, like, he talks about it, but like, do you think they believed that they were doing the right thing or do you think they believed they were doing the wrong thing?
I have no idea. I haven't read anything. I don't know enough to. All I know is that they shot a bunch of their.
I feel like they think students. They were just saying fuck it.
Yeah, I mean,
but I don't think they thought they were doing a righteous act.
But I mean, think about it. Yeah, how many times in high school were you? You know, or middle school? You know, were you? If you're being picked on,
everybody.
Or you get frustrated and you lash out.
Never thought about killing everybody.
No, I never thought about going and getting an AR-15 and just
not
mowing
extent,
everybody
like,
down.
Maybe I hate everybody or something.
Right,
you know
but
what
you
I mean?
Get frustrated and angry and pissed off, and you know
some people snap.
Yeah, but these guys they were like super premeditated with it. Like they thought about it and wrote about it for months.
Yeah, they you know,
and
got himself into
like,
a.
They apparently from their whatever they wrote about it, they truly believed that they were doing the world a service by getting rid of all these people.
Yeah, well, they were assholes. You know,
yeah,
some people are just assholes.
Some people are just assholes. That's true.
You know, especially if there's three or four of them together, and they've got access to weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're awkward teenagers with pimples that don't have girlfriends. And
yeah, they're
you
like,
you know,
how old they were Manson. Like? They were super young too, right? They were still like teenagers. They weren't even in their 20s yet,
right?
They
start thinking in their 20s. What do you mean? They were in their teens. They were all like teens, weren't they? Like 14, 15
that
years
happened,
high school.
That happened. When I was like 10 years old when that happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think they ended up. You know, then. They got upset and then they went in. They just started executing people.
Yeah.
They're just little scumbags. I mean,
they had that documentary Bowling for Columbine that one guy made.
What was it? Well, he did Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah, Fahrenheit 9/11. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that guy's name? What,
yeah, he was huge. He did
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
He interviewed Marilyn Manson in the documentary.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Because they all blamed him. The news blamed him for it. They like banned a bunch of his shows or whatever. And they were like, don't you promote this kind of stuff, this imagery and this kind of thought process in your music and everything. He's like, what would you say to those kids if they were here right now? And Marilyn Manson said, I wouldn't say a word to them. I would listen to what they had to say. And that's what no one did.
Nice.
Boom. Mic drop.
Well.
All right. What are we doing?
Matt Cox. What's going on? What's up with your love life? Let's talk about it, since we always do.
Yeah, nobody's going to listen this far.
You're back in love.
Yeah, what is it, 30, 40%?
Back in love. What is love?
Listen, I was always in love.
Matt's riding the roller coaster
usually. Matt comes in a little crying, a little
Matt's
sad.
Matt's riding a little hurt.
Now he's feeling good.
I'm feeling really good.
He's coming in. He's got a new swag.
He's feeling
got a new outfit. He's
it's a
happy.
New outfit.
Uh-huh.
Matt's feeling cocky. This is Matt every time he comes in the podcast.
What a classic song. It just reminds me of the Beavis and Butthead movie. Matt's feeling good right now. He's riding the roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
The roller coaster of love, Matt. You're on the up right now.
That right there. Copyright strike. You got
he's on the part where it goes
climbing up. You're at tick 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 tick. You're climbing the roller coaster right now. You're on Space Mountain, Matt Cox.
We'll see.
You're about to run through
she's,
the
listen, and she's on her best behavior.
Nothing in life
best
is steady,
behavior.
Matt Cox.
If like you the were, last 4 or 5 weeks.
If you were on an even line so right good. Now, you'd be dead. Just like the heart monitor.
No, you don't want that. I don't want that.
It's all about ups and downs.
Yeah,
it's all about ups and downs.
So my ups and downs are way worse than most people. Like, you know, it's like 26 years in prison. It's like, you know, dead broke, you know, tons of money, you know, totally in love. Your girl's long gone.
Writing a movie. They steal it.
They steal it from you.
Vice doesn't give you your damn credit, but then you find out they have the credit in there.
Then they're cutting you a check. Then they're back. And it's like, up. And it's just, yeah, it's bad.
Matt,
you're riding it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Well, that's good to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope
life is good.
We don't have any more crying. Me coming back here.
There will be.
It just didn't work out.
It's inevitable. There will be crying.
Tears of joy. When you putting a ring on it, man?
Are you going to propose?
I said 6 months. I said let's just...
Matt is like the hopeless romantic.
So we can go. Can we go 6 months? We'll do a ring. 6 more months.
You'll do the wedding.
We'll do a wedding.
Nice.
But just let's, you know, that I don't believe you.
You and
it's not that I'm not in love. Not that I don't think that you're all in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just.
Matt's got it all.
Let's make sure.
Out.
Matt's let's got just it make all sure. Okay.
Out, yeah. Listen. I love the Mike Tyson thing. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Like my plans. I'm getting punched all the time. That plan ain't never gone my way. So, yeah. We'll see.
Are you never going to have any more kids?
No. I'm 100 years old, bro. I can't even pick up a child.
What's your sperm count?
I don't think
like?
I could outlive a dog's
like
life.
Like his hairline. What's your fucking sperm A1.
Count like?
I don't know what the sperm count's looking like, but I got them pills. Everything's good.
Yeah, that's different from the sperm
Everything's
count.
Everything's all right.
I don't need the sperm count.
Some women want babies.
Listen, we're good. I'm good. They got dogs.
Yeah.
They can get a dog.
Yeah.
Not really a cat person. Not that I don't like them. They're nice. I guess they're okay. I just not a cat.
Bro, what is that thing that toxoplasmosis? You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God,
how did
bro.
You just come up with toxoplasmosis?
Look up toxoplasmosis.
Sounds interesting.
So there's this shit that people get that are around cats a long time. People that own cats, they develop this fucking... this thing in their brain called toxoplasmosis, right?
Okay.
That comes from cats. And okay, here it is. Toxoplasmosis is a disease that results from infection with toxoplasma. Wow. A Gondii parasite, one of the world's most common parasites. Infection usually occurs by eating undercooked contaminated meat, exposure from infected cat feces. That's why pregnant women can't go around cat litter because of toxoplasmosis. She knows. Or mother-to-child transmission during pregnancy. So it's this shit that you can get from cats. So there's this thing. It's this fucking parasite. It's like this super fucking smart parasite. It gets into rats, right? Listen to this. It gets into rats. And the way that it gets transmitted to cats is it makes the rats' fucking dicks get hard and get... it's fucking gets super horny, gets a hard dick whenever it smells cat piss. So all these rats get super fucking
What's
horny
happening?
With hard-ons whenever they smell cat piss, right? So these rats are attracted to the cat piss, which brings them near the cats. Then the cats see the rats, the fucking cats eat the rats. Now the rat is in the cat. That's how the fucking disease...
This sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Bro, that's
the
how...
the rat is in the cat.
Yeah.
That's how the disease gets fucking... transfers itself to the cat.
And now the cat has... you mean the parasite.
The parasite,
so now
right.
the cat has the parasite, parasite right. and the cat...
Now the cat has the parasite.
And the
now
parasite knows that
the parasite,
humans like to keep cats as pets.
Yes.
So it goes into the cat.
Imagine if that was...
And that's
like,
a next level
imagine
parasite.
Imagine if that was like humans and grizzly
I don't
bears.
Know about all that, but... so then the cat licks the mom and she gets a parasite
but that's what he's
passes
saying.
It on to...
That's that smart.
So people get... Find out what the... Find out... Find out like
whatever.
What the symptoms or like what the effects of toxoplasmosis is on humans.
Yeah, like what does it matter?
Like what is it... What
like,
is,
do
what
we
is
have
it,
parasites
yeah.
all through our body.
What does
like,
it do
so
to
what?
Humans? But this is crazy though because a lot of people like... A lot of cat owners get this.
Swollen lymph nodes.
Especially around the neck, muscle aches and pains, headaches, fevers, generally feeling unwell, inflammation of the lungs.
I have all that.
That's it?
Cure that with a joint.
How do you know if you have toxoplasmosis? doctor can do a blood test to see if you have those antibodies. Anyways.
Your cat definitely has that.
Do you have a cat?
Your cat's out there roaming around eating all sorts of stuff.
I got a cat a year ago for the first time.
You what?
I got a cat for the first time a year ago. But my cat's an outdoor cat. Okay. My cat at night, we let him out. He fucking roams the streets. He goes from, he neighborhood hops all night long. He shows up at the doorstep at 7 a.m. He comes in, he eats, and then he goes back out.
That's how I want to live my life.
Yeah. Show up to somebody's house, eat. You don't have to pay for fucking
roam
shit.
The neighborhood all night. Come back in, eat.
That's
sleep,
living.
Get up and do
he's
it.
He's not fixed. He's humping the whole goddamn town.
Toxoplasmosis
he's
everywhere.
He's humping all the cats around town. And all the rats are getting hard balls and dicks and eating his pee.
I'm not a, the hard balls. I don't know how that entered in this whole
next level parasites.
I don't. I mean, we got to get. I'll bet Chris has a whole thing.
Like, imagine if there was a version of that with humans and grizzly bears. Where humans just got fucking horny and fucking grizzly bear piss. The grizzly bears just fucking
really
ate
weird.
Us.
What is happening? I got to drive across the bridge, bro. We got to wrap this up.
Sell some paintings, man.
I mean, listen, I sell paintings.
How much is the painting?
They're not even they're inexpensive.
How much?
$2.95, and I ship it to you. That's a deal.
Show
deal.
Us the gray purple biggie. We like that one.
The gray purple biggie. This one's pretty cool. Hold on. Oh my god. What, this one?
Mm-hmm.
No, the other gray and purple biggie.
Such a jerk off.
That's a good one.
That one's fire.
How long is this process of making one of these?
That's a fine arts degree right there. Look, you even put the X on the edge of the painting.
Mm-hmm. It wraps the sides.
I got more. I got a few more. I got like three more of these. Not, I mean, they're all different. They're all different colors because when I paint them, and I put the yeah, bro, I do all.
I want to picture a Trump with two stealth bombers flying above his head as he's sitting on the fucking on the ninth hole of Mar-a-Lago.
I'm telling you, did you watch that video?
No, yet? I couldn't find it. I was looking through the fucking DMs. I couldn't find it.
Unreal.
I want like a fucking fisheye angle of Trump holding his putter on the green on the ninth hole of Mar-a-Lago.
They should put that scene in a movie.
Two stealth bombers over his head and like a little like caption quote. That's power, baby.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Except it should be Trump and John Daly.
I could do that with him holding the putter and the planes going behind him up and do the that's power, baby.
Yeah.
Did he say baby?
No, I don't know.
That's power.
That's power.
I'll try to find it and send it to
that's
you.
That's perfect. That's good.
You got to find it, bro. Pull
I
it
could
up
do
on
that.
Here.
I could do that like 3 foot by, maybe 3 foot by, 3 foot by 2 foot. Two,
Matt, have you seen that we 40? Created an Instagram group chat between the three of us? Have you seen it?
No.
Because we push it in there all the time, and you've never said anything.
Because he didn't. He just told me tonight
you
when I got
a notification.
Here,
but it's been going for like 6 months.
We've been sending you shit for like months now.
We send shit all the time in a group chat.
You gotta get in there and respond.
But I've never seen you respond.
That's because I didn't even know. Because you know what? So I have two Instagrams. One's the pop art one, which I run.
No, we send it to the regular one. Mm-mm.
Then you have the
InsideYourCrime.com.
Right. That one, I don't respond to because I've got a guy who takes care of that.
Well, how do we respond to you? How do we get to the one that you'd look at?
I mean, the Cox Pop Art. That's my Instagram.
We gotta add
Pop Art.
We gotta add that account in there.
Yeah. Because then I
it's
would get
it's called him. Concrete with but spelled C-O-N.
What's your thing called? Cox C-O-X.
C-O-X. Pop art.
Cox pop.
Unreal.
I found it. Follow back.
All right, I'm on it.
All right, how do I add him to the
group chat? All
right, group chat.
Concrete. I thought you were just ghosting us.
All right, how do I add him into this?
Go up to.
We don't have to follow.
Click add.
You even follow you back. I think somebody. Don't I take all followers if you just
Should
follow
add
me?
Him?
Who? Is it the Lucas kid?
Cox pop art add. All right, you're added.
But he's probably not going to see anything we already sent.
No, that's
we have
it.
To send new
Got
shit.
It. Oh, no. I can see it.
I'm going to remove Inside True Crime because fuck that one.
I got look at
can you
what,
see all the
are,
old stuff?
Are you serious? Yeah, look what's what are you guys doing?
What is it?
Bro,
I didn't see that.
This
one.
Is how we communicate all day, every day. So you have to respond to
but
us.
You
on
don't.
This.
I didn't know any of this was happening.
Now
oh,
you do.
There's Danny with his little boy.
Where?
That's your picture.
Oh, my profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, what do you think about all this Joe Rogan controversy going on? They're trying to ban him. Joe Rogan began right before the Spotify earnings report, causing problems for the CEO on the call and contributing in part to the drop in its stock price. Spotify officials say in the earnings call that they did not expect their subscriber numbers to be affected by the uproar over accusations that Joe Rogan has spread misinformation about COVID and the vaccines.
Misinformation. I bet you Chris doesn't think it's misinformation.
No, Chris. No, Chris
Morrell. We should have had him going on the COVID.
The problem with COVID is that everything's, how could you say it's misinformation? They change the fucking, we don't know what's going on. Everything changes every single month.
He's not pro-vaccine.
Yeah.
Are you vaxxed?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, let me tell you. Where's?
She's in the bathroom.
Okay, yeah. So I had to go to Amsterdam, right? And what happened was just before I went to Amsterdam, like, you either had to like have the vaccine, or you had to take a test within like 24 hours, right, of getting on the plane. So I went in and I got the vaccine, you know, but you had to have the vaccine 10 days prior to going. And I got it on like day 5, and I didn't know that till I got it. And then it was like, fuck. So now I got it. So then I went home. When I went back, when I saw her, and I told her I got the vaccine. Fucking,
which one did you get? Johnson and Johnson.
She's like,
oh no!
She's like, that's the worst. Oh my god!
You got the fucked one.
You don't know what that is. You don't know what's wrong.
That's the worst one.
I'm like, I'm fine. It's gonna be fine. And she's like, are you? Yeah. Now, 15 years from now, when you end up, you know,
you're infertile now. You're sterile.
Stop.
You're sterile.
I'm 100 years old. I'm probably infertile anyway. So, you know, she went nuts. And I ended up having to get tested anyway within 24 hours of me getting on the plane anyway.
So you got it for no reason.
For no reason at all.
Mm. What's the whole vax controversy about, Matt Cox?
Me?
What's it boil down to? What is it? What's the whole stink about?
I mean, it's just that
the whole vaccination controversy. What's it all about?
They're trying to make you get something.
They're trying to make you get the vaccine, even though getting the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting the virus. It makes it a little bit more difficult. And then they're saying that because enough people don't get it, the people that did get it are still getting the virus, even though they're supposed to be protected. Like, it's a whole, to me, it's just none of it makes sense, but whatever.
What's the point of it? Why is the government pushing it so hard?
I don't know. I'm sure that Chris will tell you they're putting tracking devices in it.
What do you think?
What do I think?
I was going to ask you that.
I don't even have an opinion.
You've never even thought about it.
I mean, I've thought about it, but it
just don't care.
I just don't. It's just at the end of the
day. You're not interested.
I just don't think I'm going to come up with the answer, and it's not worth worrying about something that I can't
control
and don't have the answer to. And in the end, I don't know that it's. Even if I knew the answer right now, what would it change? I could, go do a podcast and talk about it, and then YouTube would shut me down immediately because I talked about it. I could go on. What could I do?
Yeah, but there's some people.
You're done.
There's some people on here who are listening to you that respect what you say and think you have a valid opinion and think that you're a thinking person. I think people value your opinion. What are your thoughts? Like, if you actually had took time to think about it, what you would come up with. There's people that actually value your opinion and what you think about.
I mean, well, they're sorely mistaken because I don't really have that much of an opinion, and I don't think my opinion means that much anyway, and I don't really – and it doesn't matter. There's so much bad information out there.
Don't you think the government has our best interests in mind? Like, they really do care about our health, and they want us to be healthy, and, like, they're not corrupt, and they actually, you know –
just batting 1,000.
They do care about us. They don't lie.
I don't believe any of that.
Why?
I mean, I think that I'm sure there are decent people in the government, but I also think that there are people that are put in positions and they take advantage of
power,
their power and their situation. I'm, you know,
and Pfizer and those companies, the vaccine, those are good companies, you know, with high moral standards.
He's trying not to get banned,
right? I mean,
getting brownie points on YouTube
I think,
and the only reason that YouTube censors the people that talk shit about them is because, you know, YouTube cares about the health of the Americans.
And Danny just got another plaque.
Yeah,
it's in the mail.
It's in the mail right now.
I mean, I'm being serious. I mean,
they just
I'm not a CIA shill, but
poor Boost.
Well, if you don't believe they have your best interest then you have to believe in some conspiracy theories, right?
I mean, I believe in
they're
some
good. The government is full, and the CIA is full of good, honest people.
No, you can't trust them. You know, one time, what my grandpa said is he said if I wanted to watch somebody lie, I'd turn on the news.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer. Do you have the answers?
No, I'm just curious. I'm asking you questions because you're my guest.
I don't have the answers. Listen, man, I just, you know, I'm like everybody else. I just want to watch some sitcoms and eat some TV dinners and
TV dinners?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of TV dinners? What do we eat?
Fuck Ozarks.
Lean Cuisine?
Yeah. You eat the Lean Cuisine?
I love Lean Cuisine. They're cheap. They're like $3.50. Wait, what do we get? Two for
just like they served us in the state feds.
Three for
Chipotle closes in 20 minutes. I'm fucked.
Three. We
order Uber Eats.
Three. We get buy three get one free or yeah. It's like three. They're like $3 and change, and you get them, and I love them. Love them. I've been eating them for like 2 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
How is it compared to prison food?
I mean, it's 10 times better than prison food. Although I made one for Juan the other day, and he was like, and I go,
are you guys living together now?
No. And I was like, that's pretty good, right? Pretty good, right? And he looked at it, and he goes, yeah, no, it's good, it's good. I go, see, I told you. He goes, what are you talking about, bro? He goes, this sucks. Because you're eating these twice a day. And I went, yeah. He goes, it's horrible. This is horrible. And got all upset, but I think they're actually good. I like them. And they're low calorie. No, I'm concerned about my calorie. Wait till you guys get to me.
Low calorie? Should you be more worried about, like, sugar and carbs than you should be worried about calories?
Bro, I eat a ton of sugar.
What about carbs?
Yeah, he's going to Starbucks.
I think I'm moderate in carbs. I try and eat as much protein as possible, but, you know. And we work out at, like, I mean, I've been getting better. I was waking her up at, like, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, but there was a lot of...
For what?
To go work out at, be at the gym at 5.
3 or 4?
Yeah. Well, I don't sleep, but maybe 4 or 5 hours a night. And so she gets upset because
really?
Apparently she's insisting that you need like 6 or 8 hours a night or something.
Bro,
so
I need at least 7.
That's nuts. I could never sleep 7.
I can't function without 7 to 8 hours.
This morning I woke up at 3:30. I woke up at 3:30. We went to bed at like 11, 10:30, 10, like 10:30, 11. I slept till 3. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. Laid there for about 10 minutes, went back to sleep, woke up at 4:30, laid there for a little bit, woke up at 5:30, and finally rolled out of bed because I was like, I just can't.
That's like how my wife sleeps.
Yeah, I can't sleep more than straight, maybe 4 hours straight.
Same thing with my wife.
Yeah.
You and my wife are like very similar in a lot of ways.
That's odd.
That was an odd thing to say. Yeah. Let's end it on that.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing that.
Thank God you didn't reach over at me.
Because I sleep fucking, I don't wake up. I fall asleep at 11 o'clock at night, and I sleep uninterrupted. I fucking snooze 11 to 7:30 or 8.
Oh, no.
I don't wake up once. She wakes up every 2 hours.
No. I wake her up with coffee. I go get her coffee. I'm like, hey, here's some coffee. Come on, let's go. We got to go to the gym. And she's like, are you fucking serious about this? I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's go. We're doing legs. We're going to do legs. Come on. And she's like, are you really? I'm like, come on, I let you sleep in. She just let me sleep in. It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, right. I've been up since
3. Did you work out this morning?
Yeah.
What is your workout routine? You do like a lot of cardio, or do you just do a lot of weightlifting?
We're really just doing cardio because we're really just doing weightlifting at this point because I do cardio like pretty much every day at this point.
How?
Because
What kind of cardio?
I mean,
besides sex.
I mean,
that burns a lot of calories.
That burns a lot of calories.
That's the only cardio?
That's my only cardio. But listen, trust me, you want to see my abs? I mean, it's working, bro.
You need more than 3 minutes of cardio a day, man.
Stop. That's not what's happening.
Lucky you.
So anyway, we're just working out.
Congratulations.
We're working out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sure at some point it'll die down and I'll start to start doing the elliptical again.
Yeah.
But
you ever do hot yoga?
No. I don't even know what that is. What's hot yoga?
It's yoga that's hot.
Yoga, it's basically yoga in a sauna. You know what yoga is?
I mean, I know what yoga is.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just turn the heat up.
It's like yoga in a sauna.
I don't want to do that.
To make you sweat.
I don't want to do yoga. I definitely don't want to do it without the air conditioning. I don't want to do anything without air conditioning.
They turn the
heat
on.
I hate being outside.
Do you ever use a sauna?
I mean, I've been in a sauna like a long time ago. I never really liked the sauna.
Why?
It's just very sweaty.
Yes.
And naked.
That is true.
It's just very, it's just doesn't feel, it's just weird.
It's good for you.
I don't think so. I disagree.
You disagree?
And I don't have anything to back that up. I just feel
he's not
disgusting.
Tall enough for that ride.
You know, this
that is, was fucked up, bro. That's
very
take
mean.
It back. Take it back.
Very mean. Mean
take that
spirited.
Back. Take
you're
that
both
back.
Mean. Pierce, both of
that
you.
Was him, not me. Take that back.
Like that's the first time that's been said.
So, yeah, I don't have anything to back it up, but I just feel like they're just disgusting saunas in general.
They're probably pretty unhygienic.
They're more yeah. sanitary than most things, I would think.
I'm not sure about
things.
That.
Like, what are the things?
Bro, the sauna's so hot, it probably, like, burns up all of the bacteria and parasites and shit.
Yeah.
They say that the sauna kills COVID. They say COVID can't survive in that kind of heat.
Then why aren't all the hospitals filled with saunas? Like, you got COVID? Put them in the sauna, Jim! You know, no. I disagree.
Yeah, do people in really warm climates not get COVID?
Right. Then how come you
really
don't step into a sauna?
Bro, the sauna is
why aren't we all just
really
having saunas? Like, why didn't they just issue everybody saunas then?
Oh, that's too
why
easy.
Am I wearing a mask?
You can't make money off a sauna.
Bacteria can live in hotter and cooler temperatures than humans, but they do best in a warm, moist,
sounds like a sauna
rich environment.
Yeah. That sounds exactly like good. A sauna.
Google, does a sauna, can COVID survive in
it
a
says,
sauna?
It says it grows between 40 and a buck 40.
Bullshit. Can COVID survive in a sauna? Google that.
140? Are saunas 140?
No. Hell
oh,
no.
I was going to say,
close. I think the saunas are typically like 110. 110 maybe.
But bacteria lives in up to 140?
Says it grows up
to 140.
Well, what is it a bacteria? COVID's not a bacteria. What is it? COVID is a...
No, COVID's a virus.
A virus. Yeah, so that's different. So what kind of...
What's the max temperature for viruses?
Yeah.
Can sauna cure COVID?
If Google
that's what I would
that.
Search.
Bringing the sauna temperature to at least 160 degrees throughout the space, including floor area, should be effective to disinfect any virus.
Yeah, including humans. Who's going to live in 160?
Yeah, a buck 60?
Can I survive in 160 degree temperature?
How hot do saunas get?
You might as well can you step in. That's an oven. That's how you slow roast some ribs at a buck 60.
That is like a Traeger. You can slow cook some ribs on a Traeger at 150, 160.
I guess it'd probably take you a good 6-8 hours. Maybe you're all right for 10 minutes.
Yeah. You just cook yourself, bro.
I don't want to go in a sauna.
Okay.
We go in the sauna.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was in a
couple times a week.
Really?
I spend probably a total of 2.5 hours a week in a sauna.
No, that's a lie.
2.5 hours a week, 5 times, 30 minutes a time, every time.
You ain't popping 30 minutes a day every day.
Nah, probably maybe two hours.
So yeah, I'm good. I'm not really a sauna person, but you go in there.
Plus, I do the hot yoga.
You do hot yoga?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's really good for you. It feels fucking great.
I feel good. Mm-hmm. I don't do hot yoga, and I don't go to the saunas. I feel great. I'm pretty good shape.
To each their own.
Yeah.
It's all mental. It's all placebo.
What's the diet thing you're doing? Are you still doing this?
No, I'm on regular diet.
Keto Rama.
No, I try.
Yeah, I
tried all kinds of crazy diets. I fuck around with all the different types of diets and.
What was the one where you were starving yourself for like 12 hours a day or something?
No, I did.
Fast.
Every year I fast. I don't eat for like 7 days.
Okay.
I do like a 7-day stint with no food.
Is that good?
He'll probably usually make it about 4 to 7.
I make it 5 at least. I've copped out. One time I copped out at 4 days.
It's like,
I copped out at 5 days, and then one time I copped out at 6 days. So I've actually never done the full 7.
I fast pretty much every day until I get hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. Yeah. You know. So.
Where? You know, what gym do you work out at?
LA Fitness.
LA Fitness is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
There's LA Fitness. It's in
one right
Wesley
the
Chapel.
Street.
Wesley there? Chapel.
There's a guy who fasted for 380 days.
How is that possible? What's
that,
guy
that
look
guy.
Like? What's
you
that
can,
guy like? He's
drink
all bones.
Liquids.
Yeah, you can eat like beef broth, like bone broth, and you can drink water.
You don't eat broth.
That dude, he's got to be all fucked up inside.
That's like actually not really. He is like probably one of the healthiest people on the planet.
That's how you can cure anything.
Yeah.
That's why they say a lot of animals, when they get sick, they don't eat for a couple of days.
Right. Man Angus Barberi.
Somebody named that does some weird shit like this.
Fasted for 382 days.
Jim Jones doesn't do some stuff like this.
Look at that guy.
He lived on tea, coffee, soda water, and vitamins. Bro, the amount of fucking discipline it requires to not eat for 5 days is unfucking godly.
Can we see a picture of this guy? Is that the fat guy, the diet? That's him?
I mean, find a better picture of this guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what did he look like after? He was nothing
right
but
there in the right
bone and ears.
It says they lost 265 pounds. Click the picture.
Austin, you're really fucking shitting the bed today on Google.
Yeah, bro, can we see a picture, Austin? You had a picture.
Austin's usually on it. He had too much Manischewitz tonight.
That's before and after.
Whoa.
This was a long time ago, huh?
Whoa.
You know who Kelly Slater is?
He doesn't look good, bro. He doesn't look good.
Do you know who Kelly Slater is?
No. He lost a lot of weight.
Kelly Slater does 7-day fasts.
Slater.
It's good for you. You know what it does? So you know your digestive system, your stomach and your intestines, over a lifetime, over 20, 30, 40 years, you build up this shit inside of your gut and like that lines your intestines. It's called a mucoid plaque. And basically what it is, from like decades of eating shit or eating food, whatever it is, you develop
shit.
This
shit or food.
You develop a lining of just like plaque, shit that comes from your food that lines your intestines, which it inhibits your digestive tract's ability to absorb nutrients and shit. Right?
You should just take fiber?
Just like plumbing.
Metamucil.
No. Get rid of it?
No. Can't, no, no. What happens when you fast for that long is that shit starts to strip off the insides of your gut and your intestines, and that shit starts to come out of you. So that's what like prolonged fasting does, like 3, 4, 5, 6 days does to you, 10 days. And like, it's basically like, what do you use to clean out your plumbing shit? Drano. You know how like your plumbing in your house gets coated with grime, and you use Drano? This is like fasting does the same thing. Like, it cleans out all the bullshit in your intestinal tract and your digestive tract. And it enables you to absorb the nutrients from your food again. It's crazy. It's like a fucking...
Yeah, but it's what fiber does, too. It cleans out your entire system, too.
Fiber doesn't clean you out. Fiber just makes you shit.
I don't think it does it that well.
Yeah, no. Fiber...
To that extent.
Right. This is like...
I'm going to look into fiber. I'm going to talk about it. Because I don't feel like not eating for 7 days.
Right, of course you don't. But that's
why... Well,
you
just said you didn't eat for like a month. You just did a fast.
Oh, yeah. You told me you went into a depression fast for a month.
No, I didn't. Never said... I just wasn't eating very much. I didn't say I didn't eat at all. I just wasn't eating like I... Look, like when I'm super happy, I tend to eat more. So when I'm depressed, I feel sick to my stomach. You know, it was like heartbroken. So I was, you know, it was pathetic. Oh, stop. All right.
So you went
from
2 lean cuisines a day to 1 every 2 days?
No, it was like 1 a day and maybe a little bit of snacking and then just a lot more sleeping. So I got like 5 hours sleep instead of 4, you know, and just depressed. It was just depressed.
Bro, I don't think it's good for you to get 4 hours of sleep.
But I can't sleep any longer than that. I mean, really, I'll just lay there. I'm like...
There's plenty of people who do that.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever try Ambien?
No, I don't think Ambien's good.
Have you ever taken an Ambien and just fought it and tried to stay awake?
No, I've never taken an Ambien.
Oh. You should try that one time. I recommend
No.
it. And write a book.
I mean, I have to take it, piss tests and stuff. I mean, I can't be experimenting with drugs. Well, Danny said it would be okay, Your Honor. Yeah, well, Danny can come visit you because you're...
He
going
said
back
Stephen
to jail.
King did it, so
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, Stephen King did it.
All right, well, how long have we gone?
Well, I don't know.
Where are we going?
I forgot. It's 10 o'clock. Let's end it.
Let's wrap this up.
We've been going since 7:30. No, we started at 8. We started at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Hey, so if you like the podcast, do me a favor. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. And share the video. Make sure you hit the bell so you get notified of other videos just like this. And leave a comment in the comment section for the algorithm. And I appreciate it. And see ya.
See.